person thinks. And then going to read the fifth verse. The meaning of this, to look at the meaning of this verse, we see that this practitioner that is being described here is someone who has investigated their own situation in great detail, and in particular the their own experiences of suffering or discontent, and seeing that how their physical aggregates experience suffering, and their mental aggregates experience suffering, they went to investigate this experience in some detail, and through doing this, they've come to understand very clearly that their experience within samsara is pervaded by suffering. Coming to know their situation, they then took that understanding and related it to others. And then when they related to others, they did it in the context of knowing how others just like themselves want to experience only happiness. And others just like themselves don't want to experience any kind of problem or difficulty at all. And having that understanding, they've deepened it by reflecting on the relationship that they have with others. And the relationship being one of where other beings have shown them directly and indirectly since beginning this time, tremendous kindness. And furthermore, in their reflection they saw how they themselves are only one being, whereas all these beings have shown them so much kindness in the past, and all these beings who only want to experience moments of happiness and don't want to experience any suffering at all are innumerable in comparison. They then gave rise to a strong and profound understanding that their wish to be separated from suffering is shared by others, and their wish to experience only happiness is shared by others. And then this was done in the context of this great and vast understanding of their relationship with others.
That didn't join a kind of jogger lamna, Samjan Dewa Dewa Da Dunga Mi Dewa Da Chetna Samjan Dewa Da Dhyan Kukutku Samjan Dewa Da Dhyan Pa Di Ene Ngay Chikin Sampeke Samlora Da Dene Da Di Jela Nying Jela Yiruwa Chetna Da Samjan Samjan Dewa Da Dhyan Pa La Samjan Dunga Da Ma Chana Dewa Dhyan Mi Duwa Me Ba Da Samjan Dunga Da Dhyan Kukutku Sampeke Andu Se Samdang Kora Sinyan Di Ba Da Shikyo Sha Na
Nying
Je Ba Da
Nying Je Ba Da And such a practitioner will continue with their meditation and reflect in great detail about this relationship with others, in particular in the context of the kindness that others have shown them. So this meditation starts with thinking about the relationship that they've had with the mother of this life and how the mother cared for them with her entire being, especially when the child was young and was defenseless, and how it's only through the kindness of the mother that this person has been able to grow up and live their life. And this relationship that they have with the mother of this life is a relationship that they've shared with all sentient beings. And furthermore, this meditation is expanded, and in terms of the relationship they have with others, there is this maternal relationship, but actually the kindness from others goes beyond that. In fact, everything that one receives comes about due to the kindness of others. And then this is also investigated in great detail. And this is a meditation that is done over a significant period of time and repeatedly until a strong and overpowering awareness of the kindness of others arises in the mind. And independent on the power of this realization, the next step naturally comes about. Because being aware of the kindness that others have shown, the natural wish to repay that kindness to others arises. Because in particular, when sentient beings are in need, when they are experiencing tremendous suffering, then not to repay that kindness, not to be there for them when their need is so great, is just unacceptable. When this understanding comes to mind, then the yogi continues their meditation, thinking about what do sentient beings want. And sentient beings all want to be free of suffering. They don't want to experience any form of suffering, no matter how slight. And wanting sentient beings to be free of suffering, then the mind of compassion will arise very powerfully for the yogi. Seeing how all sentient beings desperately want to be freed from all forms of suffering, the compassion arises in the mind of this yogi, wanting to free the sentient beings from suffering. So then they continue this meditation, thinking, so how how are sentient beings to be freed from suffering? So bearing in mind that they've done the meditations that are in accordance with the being of middling capacity, they will know where what the cause of suffering is and why sentient beings are therefore experiencing suffering. And that is because they, under the power of afflicted minds, are accumulating contaminated karma, and this is then ripening in suffering experiences. And they then respond to that again under the control of these afflicted minds and continue this process of accumulating contaminated karma, acting under the control of these afflicted minds. So understanding that, the yogi knows that for beings to be liberated from suffering, the cause, these afflictive minds, needs to be eradicated. And if those afflictive minds are eradicated, then contaminated karma will no longer be accumulated, and sentient beings will then be liberated from the suffering state of cyclic existence. Knowing that, then their meditation progresses to the next step. And that is thinking, so how can I liberate all sentient beings from suffering? How can I ensure that all sentient beings cut the root of suffering, these afflictions? The way that this can be done is through teaching the Dharma. If I am able to teach the Dharma to sentient beings, then they will learn the techniques and methods that I myself am employing. These techniques and methods to cut the root of suffering and to liberate themselves from cyclic existence. So if I teach the Dharma, I will be able to teach sentient beings how to free themselves from cyclic existence. To be able to teach the Dharma, I need to know the Dharma, I need to experience the Dharma, and furthermore, I need to know the situation of sentient beings very clearly, or other sentient beings very clearly. So therefore, I myself need to become someone who understands the individual aspirations of sentient beings, someone who knows all phenomena clearly, and therefore knows the workings of the Dharma from experience. And that being, of course, is a Buddha, because it's a Buddha who has experienced every aspect of the Dharma and knows all phenomena, and including, of course, the individual aspirations and dispositions of beings, and therefore is able to guide and teach sentient beings in the most appropriate way possible. So therefore, this person then, with this mind of altruism, takes on a special, special intention of attaining Buddhahood for the sake of sentient beings. So this way of thinking, this is the way of thinking of the being of great capacity or supreme capacity, and there's no mind that is vaster than this.
Then 사다 미고만 토고도 섬 샹다 탈바 토고도 말씀 맞지 탈바 세야디 되다 달래 하버 이내다 사다 미고만 토고도 다 사다 미고만 토데 지금 민도 섬 데 토바 토비게 던다라 던던녀지 안디 던다라 맞지 다냐지 계셔서야 계셔서야디 개와다 간에 싸베나 니께 부침이 남로 로쇼 로쇼지 거레스 남 냠는 지거스 거로와다 지나 냠는 지알라 짐바타야 당한두게 류마게 류마게 쳬버와다 류지원에 류지군에 소죄 마셰바 나게 짐 마셰바 데네 쿠마마고와다 데네게 몰로에 마셰바체 데네 안에 나군에 짐 마셰바 류지미게와 송하게 미게와 시 인타마 추스마 이지미게와 데라 나세니스 마케 두스네 디 계획치만 안선도 나다 미국원 토야 된다래 디 류마 이숨기 개화디 죽제 류마 이숨 디버디 마빠야 돼. 지난다 타보 토야라야 아니 디도치 디 류마 이숨기 길이 빵랑제야디 임 제 제고고아래. 다 산여고원 토와라야 디 류마 이숨기 길이 빵들 제고고아래. 이나고 게디 개화 디버 빵들 제 찍바래도 아니육대 Luna Yusumi Kawadi Yuada, and Luna Yusumi Choba, the number the Yamapaya, Chiba, you know Kunun called in the Sanjay Govant over the Kunungi, Wangi Chevaina, called Sanjay Govant with Kucharore. Then the Tarba Dunning is Sambu Kunia Lanji di Chevaina, Tarba to be Kucharore. That Tarba Sanjay Govant of the Kunia Malachi, Kiwachima, Tada Mi Govant Toyagi, Kunun di Sambi, some Taji di Chevaina, then Kiwu Chungi.
So we've now looked at the different capacities of these three types of beings, the beings of small, middling and supreme capacity. So the beings of small and middling capacity, they are primarily thinking about their own welfare, their own well-being. And they have, of course, a vastly different goal. The being of smallest capacity, they are thinking just about attaining a good rebirth in their next life. Whereas a being of middling capacity, whilst thinking primarily about their own welfare, they have a far broader mind in that they are thinking about liberation from cyclic existence in its entirety. The being with the greatest capacity, the being of supreme capacity, they don't have as their goal their own welfare. As a goal, they have the welfare of others. And to achieve their wish to fulfill the welfare of others, they strive to attain Buddhahood. So the motivation to achieve the state of a fully enlightened Buddha is so that they can be of benefit to others, and in particular, to be of benefit to others by leading them also to the state of Buddhahood. And now here in our text, we're going to look at how to train in this supreme capacity. We'll look at in this text how to train in this supreme capacity. Because whatever then virtuous activity we engage in, if we do with a motivation to achieve the goal of the being of supreme capacity, it will become a cause for the attainment of enlightenment. And similarly, if whatever virtuous capacity someone engages in, but they don't have the goal of full enlightenment, they look at that and say, I also want to be really free of suffering like the Bodhisattva does, but I'm not going for full enlightenment. That's too difficult, it's too far off, and in particular to take responsibility for innumerable sentient beings is really just too much. It is beyond what I feel I can realistically do. Such a being then will engage in whatever virtuous activities with a motivation to achieve liberation from cyclic existence. Another being will engage in virtue, but they will do so with the motivation thinking, all this talk of liberation and enlightenment, this is really sounds a little bit difficult and it's just too much for me. What I can handle is striving for good rebirth. And maybe in future lives, I will look for greater goals, but I just want to make sure I don't end up suffering in the lower realms in my next life. And with such a motivation, that being of small capacity will engage in virtue, and that virtue will become the cause for attaining their goal, the goal of a good rebirth. Let's illustrate this with looking at the ten non-virtues. So the ten non-virtues, we know there are three of the body, four of the speech, and three mental. So these all need to be abandoned, and they need to be abandoned by the being of small capacity. And we heard earlier that the practice of karma is the primary practice. But these ten non-virtues also need to be abandoned by the being striving for their own liberation, liberation from the state of cyclic existence. And furthermore, the being who's striving for the state of full enlightenment, for the welfare of all sentient beings, that being too needs to abandon these same ten non-virtues. So all beings, all practitioners need to abandon these ten non-virtues so as to abandon the causes of further suffering and obstacles on their Dharma progression. So all beings, so what we're looking at here is that a practitioner of small, middling, or great capacity will engage in the virtue of abandoning the ten non-virtues, but they will do so with a different motivation. And so through going through the same act, they will achieve a very different result because the motivation differs. So just again, the act is the same, but due to the very different motivation, the goal from that action of restraint from non-virtue, that ripening result will be very different.
That kibu dhingi samdana dhini shre, dhini samdana kibu dhingi re. That kichu sali kibu samdana kunlo dhini shre na, ane kunlo dhini ki samdana chepa na, chashu simpa, ane kibu chimpu re, sachi ma sunwa inza. Ta ngana tuki karaha kukua ra se na, ta ngana tuki ta namgi ne, ta chike samdana kunlo ra kheta ra kane tu. Ta simjian thamji ngana tu sanji kubwa thubi chedu ngana tuki yin samji namgi kunwa khe che dhini ke chik, ngana tuki kichu ra chegu yu na na.
So we've now heard about the way of thinking of a being of small capacity, the way of thinking of the being of middling capacity, and we've looked at the way of thinking of the being of great capacity, the being that is called the Bodhisattva. So looking at these now, we will have our own interest, our own disposition, and we will feel an attraction to one of these paths. So if we're sitting here and we're thinking that I want to become a being of great capacity, a being who takes on responsibility for freeing all beings from suffering and makes a commitment to overcome all the hardships and strive single-pointedly to attain the state of enlightenment for the sake of others, then one needs to come to know and then train in the path of the being of great capacity. However, if we're sitting here and we're thinking, sounds very nice, but this is really difficult to do, and it's not something I feel that I can commit to. But I can understand that as a human being, that I am experiencing suffering that's coming from these the contaminated karma I've accumulated due to my afflictions in my mind, and that this will continue as long as I remain trapped here within cyclic existence. And therefore, I desperately need to become liberated from cyclic existence. If one has a disposition in that direction, then one needs to come to understand and train in the practices of the being of middling capacity. And then similarly, if we're thinking, all sounds very good, but that's just a little bit difficult, I just want to take care of my next life. Then one needs to come to understand the practices of the being of small capacity and train in those. And then just lastly, whilst we've now seen these three kinds of beings, again, just to repeat that it doesn't mean that all sentient beings, or not even all human beings, are included within these, because there are those who don't have interest in the Buddha Dharma, or don't accept the Buddha Dharma, and will not know about these three types of beings, or the ten virtues and ten non-virtues and the like. And so whilst these such people will still accumulate virtue, because they'll care for their children and engage in other acts, and they will accumulate virtue, that cannot be said to be virtue accumulated by a being of either small, middling, or great capacity, because they don't share the motivation of such a being. So they will be accumulating virtue, but it will not be accumulated with the motivation of a being of small, middling, or great capacity.
Amongst
Buddhists, one will find beings of small capacity, middling capacity, and great capacity. But we mustn't think that all Buddhists are included within these three types of beings. There will be, of course, many Buddhists who haven't generated such a motivation. So whilst they will self-identify as Buddhists and have faith and the like, they will not be a being of one of these capacities because they haven't generated the required motivation.
제가 영어제 되는 게 누가 써야 다 디스리아 로봇 제야 다 판도 제 지교를 봐. 저는 디소 안에 최 지교를 제 지교 말씀은 최 지교를 했어. 나는 최 제는 되지 않아서 넘버 3지 변화에 기부 중기 최 제다다 진기 최 침배 최 숨쉬기도 와. 안에 디숨나네 가르 공도를 차우도 남나 벌써 기부 침배기 공도를 차로 거예요. 기부 침배
공톡
공 가르 공 차 그랬어. 그 가르 공을 했을 때나 디나데 가르다 튕버 차기도 올랐나 기고 챔비기 남냠슬리 나도 튕버 튕고 와래 그래서는 기고 챔보디기 챤라 잠제지 잠바치와 떼와치와 숨고로 와 딘수와나지 그런 게 챤라 떼와치와 잠바치고 와래 디제 다다 튕지교로 와 튕고로 와 지교로 이나 그런 산제 고바 톱도 산제 고바 톱도 치도 인세비 군노 산제 고바 톱아지 군노도 요 말에 내반다 되게 기고 챔비기 남 냠는 지교로 그래서는 다 냠람 집에 친구도 지기에 말하거네 된라 로브를 차고 올라 그 기부 침비기 초로 홍로 차로 올라
So once again, amongst Buddhists, there will be those who are of small, middling, and supreme capacity. And of course, there'll be many Buddhists who aren't any of those three because they haven't generated the required motivation. So from hearing this, then one will have some questions. So what about people of other religions who certainly engage in virtuous activities for others, or those of no religion who do not accept a religion, but they do engage in virtuous activities? So how do they fit into this presentation of beings of small, middling, and supreme capacity? So if someone is, so when we're talking about someone of the small, middling, and supreme capacity, this is only talking about Buddhists, because these are the goals that are presented in the Buddha Dhamma. So people who aren't Buddhists, or who do not accept a religion, or are of another religion, they are, of course, innumerable numbers who are engaging in virtuous acts and working for the welfare of others. And they are undoubtedly accumulating a tremendous amount of virtue. And amongst them, there will be many who have a very good motivation, a sincere motivation to help others. When they think about the suffering of others, tremendously powerful compassion will arise in them, and a mind of love and the like will arise in them. So these minds of love and compassion will be similar to those that will be generated by someone on the Buddhist path. However, one couldn't say that that particular individual is a being of small, middling, or great capacity, because they do not share the goal, and therefore do not have the same motivation as a being of middling capacity, a small, middling, or great capacity. So, for example, if someone who's a non-Buddhist, either of a different religion or of no religion, when they're thinking about the suffering of others, generates powerful compassion for that person, then they would have this mind of compassion would be similar to the mind of compassion of someone of the of supreme capacity. But this person hasn't studied the Mahayana Dhamma, hasn't accepted the Mahayana Dhamma, and therefore isn't striving for the goal of the Mahayana Dhamma, the goal of full enlightenment. So therefore, whilst they have this mind of compassion, which can be said to be similar to a being of great capacity, they couldn't be said to be a being of great capacity.
And the Nigi, the Chirky Milimbain, the Nation, the Chambadan, Zawa Chich, and Chick Ganga Sea, that in Raw Chicken, the Zawa, the Tili or the Ned Midi and Gansa, the Kibu Chimbo Rivers and Chimboya Mare, the Koroman Chich, yeah, did. 얘네게 잠대지 샨리 로치게 지게 팬바 팬비 자와제 도와 다지 개월에 대한 기부 첨부 사지 고방 터베 유 기부 첨부 남지 냠는디 레벨라나 디다 레라야 말에 그래서는 기부 첨부 남 냠는 제벌 군 심제 탐지 사지 고방 터바 지긴 좀 군어 지군에 나제 계속 주고 그러와 세상 군어 그런 군어라 가려서나 심제 탐지기도 사지 고방 터바 지긴 세비 군어도요 말와 Hey, dia ni omar. Ane simja tam dunga de dana simbi kuno yorbese dia omar. Rasun korong ki kanga thong duhin simja dini rikchi orwa. Dini chila diso dato diso mi korong mi ye mi dan dundo ro shagwa da. So so thong duga kanga mi liya kanga te duga da.
Someone who's a non-Buddhist engaging in acts to be of benefit to others with a strong motivation to for others to be free of suffering, then such a person is undoubtedly accumulating a tremendous amount of benefit through having this motivation of wanting others to be free of suffering and acting upon that motivation. And this is, of course, something that's wonderful and is much needed. However, they cannot be called a being of supreme capacity because they are not helping, whilst they are helping others and wanting others to be free of suffering, the goal of a being of supreme capacity is to free all sentient beings from all forms of suffering through, and to do that, the attainment of enlightenment. So that a being of supreme capacity is striving to benefit others and doing so through accumulating virtue so that they can accumulate, so they attain enlightenment to be of benefit to others. A non-Buddhist, whilst engaging in virtuous acts to help others, they do not have the aspiration to become a Buddha themselves because they don't have an understanding of what a Buddha is and the great benefit that when they are to attain Buddhahood, of the great benefit they could bring to others. They don't have that understanding and therefore are not striving for that goal. As we heard a few minutes ago, what indicates whether someone is a being of small, middling or great capacity or none is depending on their motivation and not depending on the act that they're doing. So if they're engaging in a greatly virtuous act, that activity isn't necessarily the activity of a being of supreme capacity. And furthermore, beings who, or those who are engaging in virtuous activities for others, but who do not know or accept the Buddha's path, they'll be striving to help the beings that they are aware of, so other human beings, other animals and the like. It can be a vast number, but it's very different from the motivation of a Buddhist of supreme capacity who is striving to benefit all sentient beings. And due to this far broader and more powerful mind that is required so as to take on responsibility for all sentient beings, all innumerable sentient beings, the power of the love and compassion of a being of the supreme capacity is that much more powerful. So therefore there is a relationship between virtuous activities such as we've been talking about of non-Buddhists and those of beings of supreme capacity, but these activities cannot be said to be the activities of a Mahayanist or someone striving or to attain the paths of the Mahayana or practicing the paths of the Mahayana, because their goal is so very different and their mind is not as powerful as that of a Mahayanist or that of a Bodhisattva.
Mm-hmm. 연구로와 있네. 다 건조한데 다 건조 잡아 준비 대 제 기부 준비 남기 그 건조 제에게 최다 기부 준비 남기 좀 지고래 남나 다 오늘은 낭바 말로 와 인지입니다. 기부 준비는 낭바인 거면 와서 이게 다 삼로디 용으로와 지난 내내 영화자 니 독바디 독바 체좀 동화 독바디 세야기 전달하는 게디 시월다 최선 건조 제디 잠재 제디 되는 게 로봇 제디 근데 가서는 기부 침비가 남은에라데 말했네. 디초 그런 거 제얘기다디 제얘기 제얘기 자고 내가 제얘기 아니 초로 충분히 자고 마도 기부 침비가 남 냠는 지거시고 말해. 기부 침비 취해라고 말했더라. 그래서 기부 침비 취해라 잡아 산유 고마 토도 군 군래랑 고래. 지나디 건조기 때 산유 토바 토도 군웅 매바인자 단디래. 근데 아니 미유디야 샘젠 될라야 아니 Semja Tamja Dunga the Jana Semja Tamja Digi Gudu Sembe Samlo Kuno Miu de la Yang that the Tawa Chimbi Jamba that they Niji Kuno de la Miu de la Semja Tamja Labdu that Midan Hadan Hama in the Dundu Chasan Migo some gores, my Semja Ganajina some gore. That did Kuro to get Semja Mambochilia, Ganga Yedigi Midan, Ganga Dundu, Desolimi Bamato, that Hadan, and Yawa that the Nicole Cote.
The reason I'm talking about this is that, of course, in the world there are many non-Buddhists who are engaging in tremendous virtuous activities to be of benefit to others. And so some may have the doubt, so are these perhaps the beings of supreme capacity? So really to be a being of supreme capacity, a being striving for the Mahayana paths or practicing on the Mahayana paths, then one needs to accept the Mahayana paths and be a Mahayana Buddhist striving for these particular goals. So whilst as such people will be engaging in virtuous activities, these virtuous activities are not those of the Mahayana Dhamma, although they will be in accordance with the Mahayana Dhamma. They will be a part of, you could say maybe have a similarity with a Mahayana Dhamma, but they would not be practices of the Mahayana Dhamma. And then furthermore, the object of compassion is vastly different for a Mahayanist and a non-Mahayanist. When you think about innumerable sentient beings, those across all realms, this is a very different concept, and therefore to truly give rise to this powerful wish to be of benefit to all beings, including those in the preta realms, the hell realms, the god realms, etc., that mind is that much more powerful and that much vaster, and therefore their activities are that much more powerful. So that would be something that is not shared with all non-Buddhists.
That is drama the Mahombana Duma de Mayan, Dido Duma Mayan, Dandalaya, and Duma Guyan, Judicat, Guna Jebatahos and Samdawa. Jesadi, some of the Jaipi, Kavati, Chimuchas, Jesad, Nazanabi, Tanying Simsa Duma, the Tana, Sembe, Simsa Duma, Duma, Guna Jebatana, Sembe, some of Stangorua. That is the cause of the Sheikh Melan that is now remembered. Cross the minute Duma, Yonche, me, Duma, the Odi Duma de Tana Samado.
Mm-hmm. Important difference between the way of thinking of an actual Mahayanist and someone who is not is a non-Buddhist working hard for the welfare of others will be primarily looking at resolving the suffering that beings are experiencing and not thinking about the root cause of that suffering and how to eliminate that cause and thereby all future suffering. That will be something that they are not thinking about. They will not be thinking about contaminated karma accumulated under the control of afflicted minds. Rather, they'll just be looking at eliminating the results of suffering rather than eliminating the root cause of all future suffering. So this is also another very different way, another way that shows the very different way of thinking of a Mahayanist and a non-Mahayanist. So the reason again that I'm mentioning this is one, you may have this doubt yourself, or in the future it's quite likely you'll meet people who do express the doubt, thinking that, or wondering whether non-Buddhists who are engaging in very worthwhile and beneficial activities for the welfare of others, whether they can be included within the group of Mahayanists or those beings of supreme capacity. Now there should be a good understanding of what is required to be a being of supreme capacity.
Then
now moving from verse 5 to the 6th one, we now come to the presentation on the methods that a being who aspires to the Mahayana Dharma needs to engage in, or being of the Mahayana, the great capacity, what practices they need to engage in. So this here is the 6th verse.
Tā gāru sūṅgōrās nē, sīmjēn dāmbā jāngjū chok sīdhē, sīmjēn sīdhē dā, sīmjēn tāmjē dūngā dā, dā nā yīngjī kī mīyū sīmjēn dīgō, sīmjēn tāmjē sīgō rā. Tē sīmjēn tāmjē dūngā dā, dā nē, dāwā dī chok dī kārē lāb nā, sāngjē kōpā dī rē sī. Sī tā sīmjēn tāmjē dūngā dā, dā nā, sīmjē dūngā dā chākō dī, dūngā dā nē, nā tārbā tāmjē kīmī kōpā tōyā dī rē sī. Dī nē tō gu dō sīmbē kī, nē, dēbā yō hēn.
This person refers to someone who has as their object of meditation the suffering of all sentient beings who are suffering. So again, there's emphasis here on all sentient beings, and for them to be eliminated, freed from suffering, they themselves need to attain the state of enlightenment. And to do so, then and to bring this about, this practitioner, they themselves need to attain enlightenment so as to be able to be of greatest benefit to others, attain the state of Buddhahood, the state of omniscience. So the person who has such a wish, they will then want to know what path they need to cultivate, what practices they need to engage in so as to cultivate the path that leads to the attainment of this heartfelt goal that they have. So this is now going to be presented, and Lama Atisha is going to present it in accordance with what he has been taught by his spiritual teachers such as Salimpa and Bodhibhadra. In terms then of what method to engage in, well, there's the methods that are in, or the practices that are in accordance with the being of small and middling capacity, such as refuge, thinking about the faults of samsara, and then there are the practices that are unique to the being of supreme capacity, mind such as love, compassion, the mind of special intention, and then there are other minds such as the wisdom realizing emptiness, and practices and such as generosity and the like, as well as developing the various clairvoyances or the the super knowledges, and I forget, we use another word, will come up. So all these the super knowledges or clairvoyances, all of these are the practices that the being of great capacity needs to engage in. And so this is going to be presented by Balama Tisha, and the lineage goes from Buddha Shakyamuni himself down through masters such as Maitreya and Nagarjuna to his own teachers, and he's now going to present it in this text.
Lama selling by George, Lama selling by the George, that Janju Sim Chumegi, that Damba, Dama Shia, so Lama selling by the Shushia, that Lama selling by Dinji, and then George Gula and the Tuluya and Janju Sim Chua, it says that Yaman Chia, so the Lama selling by the Dinne, Juanza, that Lama selling by the George Lama, Janju Sim Chupia, Yaman Chia, Lama, so what did that Lama selling by Chavore?
For the for Lama Tisha, the teacher who gave him the instructions for the development of bodhicitta is Lama Tsering-pa, and this is who he considers to be his main teacher.
Lama Tsering-pa da George ni de dogo ru su shi go le lam na ji ge George dogo che ga le che go le. Na sen George 캐신바래 우마바래 와 그 동이다 동동이 따위 남샤다 그걸다 차상 친구래 나 남세링바디 고미 샘잠바 인자 우마베게 따위기 남샤 고라데 케링교 말 인자 샘잠바래 인자 저 따위 전에 아니 지베이나 데네 남 우마바디 가살람 조지데 남 우마발레 따와 따와 토아 차고래
Of the two, Atisha and Tsering-pa, we look at Atisha as actually being the greater of the two, because whilst it was Lama Tsering-pa who introduced Lama Atisha to the practices to develop bodhicitta and led him to develop bodhicitta. Of the two, Lama Tisha holds the supreme view, or the higher philosophical view. Lama Tisha holds the view of the middle way school, whereas Tsulingpa does not accept, or did not accept, the view of the middle way school, but is rather a propounder of the Chittamatran school, which is a slightly lesser view.
That Janju Sem Nyamling da Dinigi Tone to Chedu Tambo, that Lama Juhochi, Koronga, Janju Sem Nyamle, Shuade, Dine, Shuade, Koronle, and Juhochi Korongi, Janju Sem Nyamlin, Niela, Yamaji, Niela, Topa Tol, Suyorosan, Lama Sailing Body, or Chesna Lama Sailing Body, Juhochi, Nye, Juhochi, Janju Sem Nyamling, Chin, Topa Maji, Niela, and Lama Sailing Bola.
But again, Tsulingpa is seen as someone particularly kind because it was through his specific teachings that Atisha was able to realize bodhicitta. And so it's through following the instructions of Lama Tsulingpa that Atisha was able to realize bodhicitta in his own continuum. This is important to bear in mind because it illustrates that in terms of the relationship between a teacher and a student, the teacher doesn't need to be supreme in relation to the student in all ways. So it depends on the subject matter that is being presented. In the subject that is being studied and practiced, in that area, the teacher must be supreme to the student. But it doesn't mean the teacher needs to be supreme to the student in all ways. It would probably be difficult to find a teacher that is superior in all ways. So, what is required is that what is being studied and practiced in that in that subject, the teacher needs to be supreme.
That Lami Gula, Lama Siling, Gula, Kiwanajin, Jenjusim, the Koron Gula, Jenjusim, Yamlin, Chiquara Chari. That Digalaya, Umi Tawigi, Namchadi, that Lama Sina Valokoron Lai. Jeta, do study Lama Siling Badan, Joachi, the Indian Sushi, Lana, Joachi, the Indian Chero, Chagua, Cousin Co, Jeva Tawini, Chene, that to call Yamlin Chichi, Tokaki. Inaya. Lama Korong to Jacobin Latin Kiawa in the Lama Masata Chimbo, Sanji Kumu, Samji Dustin, and Dagorwa. Chesna, Korong to get in each other, Nashing Arm to in the Lama Taralea, and not to be Lamit Gang Timber in a dinner dinner, and a Dinigi, Sosukula, Yundan Dinishi, Kiawa in there, Lamalia, Korong to be that Titawan, Lama Timber, and I do sing out with the Chico for it.
As through the kindness and the skill of Lama Tsalingpa, Atisha himself gave rise to the mind of bodhicitta. So therefore, both teacher and student were bodhisattvas. They had the mind of enlightenment present in their continuum. So both were bodhisattvas. However, Atisha, due to having the superior view, could be said to be having greater qualities than his teacher, because they both had the same realization of bodhicitta and their continuums, but Atisha had the supreme philosophical view. However, what is important here is how Atisha continued to relate to his teacher. Atisha didn't generate the view or hold on to the view that, oh, now we're the same in terms of bodhicitta, and I hold the correct philosophical view, and therefore Atisha, has been very kind and skillful to help me develop bodhicitta, actually his view is not so good, and I'm superior. This mind wasn't present for Lama Atisha at all. Rather, he continued to focus on the great qualities that his teacher has, and the kindness that Tsalingpa had shown him, and with this in mind, continued to see Tsalingpa as a Buddha, even though, in terms of view, the student, the teacher, had a higher view. So despite having a superior view and the same realization in terms of that both had attained bodhicitta, Atisha continued to see Tsalingpa as a Buddha and focused on his great kindness that he had shown him. So this we should bear in mind and we should practice in the same way.
Chikala de
The reason I'm explaining this is because as we follow the advice from our teachers and we practice well and we study well and we practice well, our own qualities will improve and will grow. And there is a possibility, as our qualities grow, we will start to see our teacher first as now being the same level as us, and maybe in some ways we see ourselves as superior to our teacher, etc. So the mind then that is now arising within oneself is the mind of pride. And this mind of pride is an afflictive mind, it's an affliction, so therefore it's a non-virtuous mind. And if this if we allow this mind to grow and strengthen, then of course we're not going to relate to our teacher in a respectful manner. We're not going to view our teacher we're not going to relate to our teacher with a mind of faith. So as now our respect for our teacher and our faith for our teacher degenerates, from this only faults will come. So therefore this is something that we all need to be careful of. Because, for example, if I generate pride towards my teacher, thinking that I'm now as good or even better than my teachers, then from this mind of pride, the person who's going to be harmed is me, myself. So therefore, we all need to guard ourselves against this, because it will just lead to our own harm, or harm to ourselves.
Ini jin di kagak lapce, ini tadu cengang kagak lapkan jin cikumurwa. Tene da yin de pe shera, da jidang duanda ngom ala shing ma shing anzo hagu marwa da. Yina jik pe de namin da yongra la ya, ko jidang ne, ko lupjong shera shingyo, pe shingyo ma la se bibi xie jorwa. Yin de ne jige da zala ya anzo ki yin je, ten pe de jie gaga de ge, yin jiyo, jiyo dan loa ya de ge jang. Da gang zang, da chengi chiyo da, tene le de da, で、別件で、ディガ、ロプチャン信号が近く信号マスンでや、通信を打やだ。ディレーターが、だから別件にですね、でや、やがつやだ。あ、ディレーターが、ラマ、だディインサイド、やがつや、でね、か、こう、もんじゅぎ、だ、だでばど、ゴムシナラ、ディホマ、ディね、ジグオマレ。だ、え、だレーターめだ、ゆえな、ハモマト。ちなみに、ちなみに、ディね、よまれ。実は、ディね、その、ちゃさんだかね、ね、
In monasteries like Sarah and the like, when we get new students, they are assigned to a particular teacher, or usually possibly live with that teacher, and that teacher then is responsible for taking care of them and ensuring that their needs are fulfilled and that their welfare is achieved. So when the teacher gets a new student, of course they don't know the student at all, and they don't know what knowledge or qualities the student has, etc. But nevertheless, they need to care for the students and make sure that no harm comes to them and that they act well and the like. And the first thing they'll do is that they will ensure that the student learns how to read and write, and when they can now read and write well, they'll then be sent to study the Dharma. They will be sent to philosophy classes. So the teacher who teaches them the Dharma will be a different teacher. It won't be that teacher who is responsible for their welfare. Rather, they'll be sent to a Dharma teacher within the monastery, and they will study philosophy with them for a number of years. And as the years pass, then their knowledge, of course, will grow, and their understanding in terms of their inner understanding will grow as well. And over more time, they will then receive the opportunity to receive initiations, and those would be from different teachers again. So yeah, now they will have a few teachers. They'll have their teacher that looks after and cares for them. They'll have the teacher that they study the Buddha Dharma with, and they would have teachers from whom they've received initiations. So all these teachers will all be different teachers. However, the way the student relates to all three will be seeing them as equally kind and related to all three of them with tremendous respect. So this would be the case even though the student may now be much more educated in terms of the Dharma than the teacher who has been caring for them from when they first joined the monastery and first became a monk. So then the student now may have far greater knowledge and far greater inner understanding of the text than this teacher. Yet they will see this teacher as being as kind and as important to them as the teachers they've been studying the Buddha Dharma with for many years, as well as those from whom they've received initiations. So then there won't be any differentiation in terms of this one is kinder to me, or this one's better, or I'm greater than this teacher, etc. And this is generally how it works throughout the monastery. We don't have much problem in terms of a student looking down on or talking badly about their teacher, despite the different roles that they fulfill.
ジャジュタンバトイタプティネシギリエセタプカレエセデマタマジョージギーソンゴレタプデラガスネコンジョスムリアンアントコンジョスムジャプスチョワコンジョスムジャプスチョゴレエセチタコンジョスムジャプスチョゴレセデコンジョスムダコンジョスムデガレサンイエコンジョチヨコンジョギニコンジョスムリワダニマソンゴレゾソンゾソンゾソンチゴラソタセアディコンジョスムシンゴレゾソディゴラソタンスチカンチクチュチュディン
So now we come to the first practice that we're going to look at, and that is the practice of refuge. So for refuge, of course, there's refuge to three objects, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and that is referred to, for us, it's the second and the third and maybe the first line, so the order's a little different. So let's just read the first verse. Again, I only read the first two lines in the Tibetan, but it was referring really to the maybe the first three lines in the English. So let's look briefly then at what these three jewels are. So first of all, the Buddha jewels. The Buddha jewel is a Buddha possessing the four bodies, or a being possessing the four bodies, and this being then has abandoned completely all the objects of abandonment. So the afflictive obscurations and the obscurations to omniscience, these have been abandoned completely. And in addition to this, all good qualities, all realizations on the path, these have been attained, and they've been attained in the fullest, most complete sense. So such a being then will have the omniscient mind of omniscient mind, the mind of a Buddha. And then in terms of they will have and becoming a Buddha, they will have all four bodies of a Buddha. So for example, they will have the Nimanakaya that can be perceived by ordinary beings, and they will have the Sambhogakaya that is always present and teaching beings in the Pure Lands and the like. So this is the Buddha jewel. Then the Sangha jewel, this refers to the beings who are practicing the path and have obtained high levels of the path. So these are beings who have entered into amongst the five paths, the paths of seeing or the paths of meditation. So they are the Sangha jewel. And so it's not all practitioners, and it's not even those who've attained a path. It's specifically those who have attained the paths of seeing and meditation. Then the third jewel is the Dharma jewel. And the Dharma jewel then refers to the paths which are the true cessations in the minds of the Sangha jewel. So these Arya beings who are on the paths of seeing or the paths of meditation, the paths in their continuum that are true cessations, that is the Dharma jewel.
Jepsu tuhe yu di karasino konjo sumde de, esen di jepsu tuhe. Da sanji konjo se de, 当然，我说马通完成，然后就来开始救国了，是呢。当然，我说马通完成，然后就来开始救国了，是呢。当然，就过水过了，过，变成过水过，开始过新旧水过嘞，真的行的，阿卡的行的，人家人家就叫马人的形象的，新旧没有水过嘞。感谢他，加拿大的三个水，还是这个水过嘞，我讲，加上过一下，早上，早上几个拉萨的，是过的了，热了的这些就过。
We haven't seen the Buddha. So in terms of when we go for refuge, we go to refuge for these three jewels, but we don't have the physical Buddha present. So what we need is we need a representative of the Buddha, and for that we will usually have a statue. The statue could be made of any number of substances. Some are made from stone, some are made from gold, some are made from other metals such as it's either copper or bronze, I don't know. So it can be made the representative of the historical Buddha would be a statue made from a number of or any number of different substances.
It's
important to bear in mind that the purpose of the Buddha image we have is to serve as an object to stimulate the mind of refuge. So when one sees an image of the Buddha, whether it's a statue or a tanka, then one's mind should the mind of refuge should arise within one, and one shouldn't be start to think about the quality of the material, for example, thinking, oh, this Buddha image is just made from wood. Really, this isn't something of any great value. It's nothing worthy of going for refuge to or making offerings before, etc. This is not the way we should be thinking. Or if we're seeing a tanka, we shouldn't be engaging in a critique of the skill of the tanka painter. Rather, we should be seeing that no matter what the skill of the tanka painter or the quality of material used by the statue maker, this purpose of this representative of the Buddha is to stimulate the mind of refuge within us, and to turn then our mind towards the refuge jewel and go for refuge. That is the purpose of the physical representative of the Buddha. So we should avoid engaging in a critique of the object, thinking, oh, the statue maker or the tanka painter wasn't very skilled, or this looks a very cheap representative, etc. This is not the kind of mind that we should be generating. This is not the purpose of a representative of a Buddha.
对的，但今天咱当然就敌人给打了三路线，咱们就给他几步清兵给拦截，他几步清兵上当了，今天进来上当了，今天打的，今天人家们就给他几步清兵来过来送了，我的，今天咱今天俺们就那的，他几步清兵给上当，他刚把人家几步冲的军衣上当的，马上来的，提出个，今天来去过了，加上去的，就是现在他们就弄个咱那上面就，现在他们就。 타바토베삼다주엔데지소소이디나타바톰나셈비디나리어소소이셈제리로 다도스네
So we'll finish here for today. And today we've looked at primarily at the way of thinking of a being of supreme capacity. And so we spoke about that quite a bit earlier on. And here one thing to bear in mind is that while we spoke or mentioned the kind of practices that a being of supreme capacity engages in, we shouldn't see that the practices of a being of supreme capacity as excluding the practices of a being of middling or small capacity. Rather, the being of supreme capacity would include the practices and realizations of the being of small and middling capacity. The difference is primarily the motivation, the way of thinking, the vastness and strength of the mind and the goal. So that thinking is the way of thinking and the goal is what differentiates a being between the various capacities, not necessarily the practices. So for example, when the being of supreme capacity will have this motivation that may all sentient beings be free of suffering and be liberated from the suffering state of samsara, they are including themselves in that, because of course such a being is also a sentient being and generating the aspiration for all beings to be freed from the sufferings of samsara and attain liberation from samsara. They're also thinking about they are indirectly thinking about themselves. And likewise, having the aspiration, may no beings be born in the lower realms. May all beings attain a fortunate a rebirth, in particular a precious human rebirth, so that they can practice the Buddha Dharma and the like. Having this aspiration for all sentient beings, they are including themselves in that. Having this aspiration for all sentient beings to not be born in the lower realms, they are including themselves in that. So there is an accord between the practices of the beings of the small and middling capacity with the being of great capacity or supreme capacity. However, their motivation and their goal, this is what differs. And then, furthermore, if every virtuous activity we engage in, we should first set a motivation. And in particular, when we start the day, we should set a motivation for all the activities that we are going to engage in that day. Because it's difficult, of course, before we do everything to always generate a new motivation. We should set a motivation in accordance with a being of great capacity, knowing how all sentient beings have been so kind to us through our previous lives as well as this life, how all sentient beings only want to experience happiness and not any suffering. We should then have the motivation to work for the wealth of others, not to harm others, and to strive for the attainment of enlightenment for the sake of others. So with this motivation of bodhicitta, we should then engage in a wide variety of virtuous activities, engaging in every kind of virtuous activity we can, not seeing some as not important or insignificant. So having such a motivation present throughout all our activities, when we come to dedicate at the end of the day, we'll be dedicating a huge store of virtue that we have accumulated. And we should dedicate the virtue that we've accumulated that day and since beginningless lifetimes, dedicated to the attainment of a full and complete enlightenment for all sentient beings. And furthermore, we should generate the wish to come under the care of a Mahayana virtuous friend and to follow the advice or put into practice the teachings that we receive from a Mahayana virtuous friend, and to have this motivation for this life and all future lives, and in all lives to be cared by the Mahayana virtuous friend and to practice what are the teachings that we receive from the Mahayana virtuous friend. So that's what we've looked at today. And then tomorrow we'll continue with this verse, continue to look at the presentation on refuge. Okay, so then we'll finish here and we'll take some questions then tomorrow.
The heart of the